For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up? This is Robert Ory.
Ory, three-pointer. Buries it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ory for three. Oh, unbelievable.
This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ory from downtown.
What is going on, Big Shot Bob?
Another day.
Another day. Another day. Here we go. Episode 141. Of the Big Shot Bob podcast. On location is B-Dog Brandon Harper. I'm Rob Jenners. And descending out of the rafters like Ludacris is seven-time NBA champion, the man himself, Robert Ory. We were having a pre-show conversation about Ludacris. Did you see him come out? Well, the Georgia Tech thing was all right, but did you see him come out of the freaking rafters?
Hey, when I seen him come out of the rafters, I was like, he a brave mofo, man. No way. Because they always show the is it the Falcons guy who comes out the top and swings through like that?
Yeah,
Freddie Falcons. Yeah, Freddie. Yeah,
yeah. They were showing them like these mofos crazy, man. WWE guy die like that with a
One of them fell out of the rafters. He had a safety line or something that snapped. I remember who it was, but yes, that did.
I think it was Bret Hitman's Hart's brother. I think it was.
Yeah, I think you're right. I almost said Bret the Hitman Hart, but I knew it wasn't Bret.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it might have been. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sean Hart, maybe.
Yeah.
Is who I'm thinking of.
I can't remember his name.
If we got his name wrong, I apologize. I don't mean to disparage him, but yes, that did happen. But like, if you're Ludacris, man, you don't need to do that. Like, just show up and play, man. Like, you got T.I. fighting people before the game down the field. Just show up, man. Rock out. You don't have to come out of the rafters, Luda. You ain't got
to. Yeah, he wanted to. I mean, I'm surprised that he did it, and I'm pretty sure he was scared as hell.
Oh, He had to be. But like, I don't care who you are. That's terrifying.
But what I noticed that it wasn't the same. So the thing that Freddie the Falcon does, like, he swings from the very top, and his line is a little different than what they use for Luda. Luda was attached to two lines.
Yeah.
And they were dropping him down slowly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because, like, if Freddy the Falcon falls, no offense to the guy in the Falcon suit, it's just Freddy the Falcon. We'll get another guy to wear the suit. We drop Ludacris. Whoa, we got a problem. We got a big old problem. Anyway, just nonsense that happens before the show. One day we'll live stream the show before the show. Which you can always hear about. A lot of stuff going on this week, a lot to get to. How was everyone's Thanksgiving?
Mine was great. My mom came in town. She made some good mac and cheese. She brought some we call them field peas, but it calls something else. They call them white peas. They call them whatever. She brought some peas and made those, and, you know, out in California. So I had a good time, man. I went right back to the gym yesterday, so I got to get the Thanksgiving weight off me.
You're better than I am. How was your Thanksgiving be?
It was good. Like I said, we were down in, like almost every year for the past 3 years or so, down in Miramar Beach, Florida, you know, Santa Rosa Beach area.
Yep.
You know, rented a house, families down there, and, you know, we all have Thanksgiving. It was cooler. Well, it was cold this year, quote unquote. So we walked the beach, and we're not getting in the water.
Not November. No.
But we've done that in the past, though, when it's been a little warmer in November. You know, we've been parasailing before and during that time of year, and it's cold up there.
I was going to say, it's not that far south, is it?
I mean, it's on the panhandle.
Yeah. So it's not, but I mean, it's not South Florida.
No, it's not South Florida at all.
Because I mean, once you used to get down near, like, Clearwater, Fort Lauderdale and stuff, man, it doesn't matter what time of year it is.
It does.
It'd be Christmas Day, you'd be out there swimming. You don't care. So.
Facts.
Yeah.
What about you?
It was chill, man. It was weird this year because it was the first year without my dad.
Yeah.
My dad usually does the turkey with me every year, and I put something on Facebook where it was like every year for like the past 5 or 6 years, I've got the turkey picture with me and my dad when it's all said and done. And this was the first year I had to take it by myself, so that kind of hit me in the feels a little bit. But other than that, it was very quiet. relaxing is what I needed. I spent 5 days not thinking about y'all or and I say that with love. I had no work to do. I had no podcast work. I had no radio station work. I was like, for the first time in, God, probably 4 months, I was off. And that doesn't happen often for me. So I tried to eat that up. I tried to eat that up, literally and figuratively.
So here's a question.
Okay.
How long before you throw away all the leftovers?
3 days, max.
No, good. Shut up. You 3 days? I still have leftovers going. We still have Thanksgiving leftovers. It's been what, 5 days? No, it's got to be a week. I give it a week.
I opened the refrigerator and I was like, "Hey, my mom's mac and cheese." And we had an early game last night because the Lakers played the Sixers early. So I said, let me give you some.
Did they play them though?
One more time. I know, right?
Did they play them though? They were there.
They were there.
I don't know how much they played.
Yeah. Okay.
Lost by 44.
Four days, max.
Depends on what it is. Like, you know, the ham can stay a couple more days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I let the turkey go a week. I mean, yeah. And I keep it sealed. It's not like it's in there with like a loose piece of foil, like we used to do back in the day, where it was a big ass turkey plate, and like that loose ass piece of foil was going to do anything, you know, just draped
now
over.
Now everything's in Ziploc bags.
Yeah, no, we're sealed it tight, man. We've learned. Yeah. We got seatbelts in the back seat, and we zip our food up nice and tight. Okay, we've learned since we were kids. Because when we were children, there weren't no seatbelts in the back, man. It was like you turn, your dad turned fast, and all the kids just shifted to one side of the car. That was it, man. You got no seatbelts. All right, well, we brought it up. That was you know, last night with the Lakers, man. You got the LeBron milestone. We'll talk about that a little bit later. It's gonna come for the game.
But that's one of those ones where as a player, that's one of the most frustrating games ever. When you got guys like Pat Bev who don't make – Pat Bev has made like 4 threes all year. He makes 4 in one game.
Yeah.
Then you got Morris who hasn't been playing well. He hits 4 threes. And then you got the defensive stopper. He hits 3 threes. You're like, who are these? It was the funny –
what in the Golden State are we doing here tonight?
When guys who don't hit threes all of a sudden want to hit threes, you're like, mofo, what's wrong with you? Yeah.
And it always happens against the Lakers.
It never fails, right? It never fails.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, you know, guys who play for the Lakers, I don't know if it's the pressure. When you get to the Lakers, they can't make a damn shot. When it goes somewhere else, it's just buckets galore. Now, I'm happy. I had the pleasure of meeting Beasley's parents. Love them. He's in Milwaukee, killing
he's
it,
killing
man.
That Milwaukee. He had, two, 3 games ago, he was the second leading scorer on the team. In one of the games, Dame had like 30-something, and then Malik had 31.
Was this the comeback game or no?
No, this wasn't that game.
Okay.
But, you know, that's why I tell people it has a lot to do with the system players are in because, you know, look at Maxey now. No Harden. He's able to do what the hell he wants to. Him and Embiid, the way they play together, it's amazing.
They
man.
Really
like they've
do,
been playing
man.
Together for like years. I know they have, but on a consistent basis.
Well, right.
So
yeah.
It's
not all the time. It's not like a 1-2 combo like they've been so far, man.
It's about the system, man. If you're good in a system, you can play in that system. You're not. You're going to look like the Lakers did when D'Antoni was coaching. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Just run it. Just run it. Let's go.
You got 3 bigs and you trying to run, do a running system.
The Mike D'Antoni system. We all love it. You bend to my way. I don't bend to you. I brought up the Bucks comeback against Portland the other night. You know Dame had to eat that alive, man. They were down, 26 points.
Yes.
They came back. Giannis put up 33 and 16 boards. Dame put up 31 and 5 in the biggest comeback of what so far has been the NBA season.
Yeah. It was looking bleak.
It was. I was like, oh, man. Like, you know Dame wanted to win that game more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, show Portland. Hey, man. And then not only does he win it, they win it in the comeback fashion. That's huge.
But and the big thing about who really won that game, though, you know, they get it in the column, the win column, but Portland, like, see,
Portland showed up.
We almost beat you in that new team.
In your building. Yeah. What was the biggest comeback you were ever part of?
Wow.
Was it the game 7 comeback against the aforementioned Portland Trailblazers?
You know, I think
that was like 15 or 16 points or something.
Yeah, no, it was like
game 7 of the Western Conference.
Game.
Yeah.
Might have been the Sacramento game when we were down 21. I think we're down 21 to them.
Okay.
So it's been some large comeback. Or it might be that Golden State game where Kobe had to miss the free throw. And then we tipped it around and it ended up in his hands and he knocked it. It's a lot of games that we come back from. I have to do some research now and find out.
Yeah. I just didn't know if you remembered offhand.
I just remember the 21 against Sacramento.
Yeah. Well, that's a well.
And that was a playoff game.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, usually the playoff comebacks are the ones that are going to always stand out. You know, regular season comeback win, they're nice, but, you know, it's a regular season game.
I don't think I've ever been a part on the other side where you've been up like 20 plus points
and just got run out.
End up losing. Yeah.
Really? You never been on the other side of one of those?
I don't think so. Mm-mm. Oh. Now watch someone go fact check me.
I was going to say,
remember this game right here.
I mean, we blowing you up tonight on Twitter. Hey, man, you don't even know. Yeah.
You realize how many games I play? I get confused.
Too many. Too many. See, as Atlanta sports fans, we've been on the opposite side of it more than I can remember. More times where we've been up in the fourth and we're like, here we go. And we end up losing. Or, you know, God bless you, freaking second and 26, Alabama and Georgia in the national championship game. I mean, like, those types of things with Atlanta sports fans, it's like,
hey, it's better,
that's like
it's
scar
better
tissue,
four for
man.
31.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
It's better than 4 for 31.
You know what? I have it. We'll get to it. I have it. We will get to it. There are actually a lot of college football to get to this week.
Yeah,
so,
a lot.
We'll do that in just a minute. It was a great weekend. There were a couple NBA stories I wanted to get to real quick. Philly's Paul Reed on defending Anthony Davis. Quote, he's a big flopper, so I make sure I don't get in foul trouble by any. I can't get too aggressive with him. He's going to be flailing, so I got to make sure I stay out of foul trouble. I'd never really caught the vibe of around, at least from around the league, of AD as a flopper.
No, it was funny when he said that. Even the coach, he looked at him like, what? I got to go talk to him because it's like, dude, you're not even going to get in the game that much. You tell me you got to be careful being in foul trouble. And if you're in the game, you better use all six of them. And so it was weird when he said that.
You're in there to hit him. Like, what are you even talking about?
It was the funniest thing ever, man. You got to see the interview when they asked Nurse about it.
Oh.
And that's the thing. I'm like, I'm looking like, who is this dude?
Yeah, that's the other thing too. I was like, Paul Reed. Where's he on the roster? Okay.
And I had to look at the starting five again. I had to see who got hurt.
Yeah, somebody's out.
You know, maybe he sat in, you know, he filled in for somebody who got hurt, or I had to look and see who got traded. I had to look at the trade, rumor mill. And I wasn't sure. I'm like, I've never heard of this dude in my life.
Is this a load management move?
I'm not trying to diss the dude, but I didn't know he was on the team.
When I saw the story pop up, I literally had to Google him. I was like, mm-hmm. Paul Reed, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. But have you heard that? I mean, I've seen a lot of LeBron flopping stuff. Like, that's out there. That's been out there for a while. But I've never heard that about AD.
I've never heard that about AD. I know
ever.
AD, I don't call AD a flopper because he kind of fades away from the contact anyway. So you can never say he's a flopper.
Yeah. Right.
And you don't need to flop and hurt yourself either. So, you know, like trying to fake a foul and then you twist
the ankle.
That's
the other thing.
Yeah, pull a muscle or something, trying to flop out. By the way, if you want to see a good flopper, if you're on Twitter or X or whatever the hell it's called, I'm sure it's on Instagram. There's some Josh Allen stuff from the Buffalo Bills floating around from this week. There's like a 2-minute montage of him just flopping in NFL games trying to get calls.
He's too big.
It's wild.
I don't even want to talk about that. He's my starting quarterback.
Oh, and he's been so bad.
I just happened to take him out of that game, and I put two in. Tua gave me like 9 points. Josh gave me 36 on the bench, and I lose the game by 10 points. So I'm like, what, bro? The first time I ever take him out of the game.
He's been so hit and miss, though. He's
I
been
know it,
so
right?
hit and miss. Where there were years
points.
Where he was so – he was money the whole way. This year it's been like he'll have a great game, and then he'll have an off game. And then he'll throw for 4 touchdowns, and then he'll throw for, like, 3 picks. And you're like, what are you doing, man? All over the road. Tua's been great this year.
But he hasn't been scoring points, though.
No, he hasn't.
That's the
he
weirdest
really
thing.
A lot of handoffs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
Not well, how has he not been throwing? How has he not been scoring points?
Well, he hasn't been throwing a lot of touchdowns. He's run a few.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It's like 2 interceptions in the last game.
Okay.
And so that kills him because he's just, you know. But it is weird because you look over at Tariq Hill on fantasy football, he has 40 points. I'm like, hold hold on now. Like, Tua's throwing in the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, but Tua's taking sacks and throwing picks. Yeah. And he's got other kind of problems.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, a couple more quick NBA things. I pulled this audio from the other night. I've never heard this before in my life. Kawhi at the line. Clippers are playing the Spurs. And, of course, they start booing Kawhi. And Pop goes over and grabs the PA microphone and pulls this move.
Excuse me for a second.
Pop's on the mic.
Can we stop all the booing and let these guys play?
It's got old glass. It's not who we are. Knock off the booing.
Pop telling the fans to lay off Kawhi Leonard. But that's not San Antonio.
Well, I don't believe I've ever seen that.
I'm with her.
I don't believe I've ever seen that either.
I've never seen that.
That is so, and I love Pop, but that is so stupid what he just did. This is a professional basketball team. You don't get on the mic like you're Mike Krzyzewski at Duke and want to control the environment.
That's even a Duke move. That's like a high school basketball move. Like, hey guys, can we just keep it down, please?
Right. No, these are these are pros. What are you defending Kawhi Leonard for?
Hey, this is the incarnation with Christmas elementary school where they had you could not cheer for your team while someone else is shooting a free throw. Like, I was like, Chris, box out. The ref, I told him to box out. Chris, box out. The ref says, one more outburst, sir, it'd be a tech. I'm like, all I said was box out. Boop, tech. I'm like, you can't. It's like, this was the weirdest thing in these little private small schools like this. They have in the game. You can't. You have to basically sit in the stands like this. Yay.
Okay, so hold on. Wind that back for a second. You got teed up for telling Chris to box out.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And he was like, sir, no talking in the game. I'm like, what are you teaching these kids? You
know, they are never going to go play anywhere where the fans are silent. Ever.
I was like, wow, dude, are you really telling me I can't instruct my son on what to do? No, sir, you have to be quiet. I'm like, this is some bull. So, yeah, that's some private elementary school stuff right there, you know. Back of my mind, though, I'm saying, is Pop trying to get Kawhi back? He trying to get on Kawhi's good side? Like,
I mean, obviously they have a relationship from the time that Kawhi was in San Antonio. But, I mean, like, you have to know, even though it's been pretty well removed since he's been gone. I mean, he's been to Toronto, he's been to L.A. You had to know that when you get guys like that back, every now and then there's going to be the Boo Birds are going to show up. Because he used to play there, so I get it. But like, dude, you're an NBA coach. He's a professional NBA player, and this is an arena full of fans. And you're gonna tell him to stop. Because we talked about this a few weeks ago. What happens the first time you tell people to stop doing something?
They do it more.
They do it 15 times more than they did before. I'd have booed his ass every time he got the basketball. You know.
But you know that goes to show you that it's a one horse town and how much control Pop has.
That was my other question. Is there any other coach in the NBA that you can see even kind of getting away with this without getting filleted?
I think the only coach out there doesn't give a shit, and he would tell him to boo more. So that's it.
I can't think of another coach that would ever have the audacity to go over and grab the stadium's PA mic and say some shit like that.
And do that for and this isn't just for anybody. That was when Kawhi Leonard was at the line.
Yeah.
come on now. Like, I mean, I don't care how much you like Kawhi, how much you respect Kawhi, how much he likes and respects you. He's an opponent. Mm-hmm. This is the NBA. And the reason why I think Pop feels as though he can get away with this is because they're the main attraction in town. There's nothing else other than the Spurs San Antonio, in which he feels as though he has a level of control. This doesn't go down anywhere else in any other major city. Because you're not going to sit up here and tell the fans who paid their hard-earned money that they can't boo somebody while they're at the line. Where do they do that at?
It's different than throwing something on the floor. That's a part of sports. You can boo. You can cheer. You can do what you want to do, except, you know, cross the line and throwing stuff on the floor, you know, doing stuff of that nature. But I think, for me, it's like, okay, Pop, let the people have fun. This is entertainment for them. So let them have it. Let them be entertained.
And I never did get his – and I'm pretty sure, you know – the media asked him about this, you know, at the end of the game, and I never really got a chance to hear what he said because I'm trying to figure out what is his explanation for that. Because they booed before. That's not the first time they booed somebody at the line. Exactly. Or are you hoping somehow, some way that Kawhi wants to leave the Clippers and come back to San Antonio?
Yeah. Man.
I don't know. I think part of it, and again, this is me speculating. To me, that felt like, hey, he used to be our guy. Lay off him. And
used to be.
Yeah, right. That's the big emphasis there. Used to be. And when guys leave town, you're going to get booed every now and then. It comes with the turf. I don't think at any point Kawhi Leonard had his feelings hurt. It wasn't like he was at the line wiping tears out of his eyes while he was trying to shoot a free throw. He didn't give a shit. Go ahead, boo me, man. Like, what did Kobe say back in the day? Boos don't block dunks.
Yeah.
Go nuts. You know what I mean? Go nuts.
Didn't Cleveland, when LeBron came back for the first time,
they booed the hell out of him every time he got the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he got the basketball. And we've seen it time over. Freaking Ben Simmons. Every time Ben Simmons got the ball when he came back to Philly, they booed him relentlessly.
Well, let's just say this.
Maybe that was a different set of circumstances, yeah.
I don't blame them for booing Ben Simmons. He deserved to be booed.
Oh man! All right. Well, I thought I don't know. That was very.
I got booed when I went back to Phoenix.
Again.
Of course, we know. We know why.
Come on, dude. You've been nothing less than vocal about your feelings about Phoenix, Arizona. So I get.
You know, that had spilled over into our show too on Spectrum, where they like, "Oh, Rob's favorite city, Phoenix." I'm like, "Come on, man."
Well, it's like they know, man. It's just, and that's the thing. We have so little to pick on you from because you had a championship career in Houston, a championship career in LA, a championship career with the Spurs. If we could get that one little nugget to dump on you every now and then, we got to take it, man.
You and Phoenix gotta forgive each other. There has to be some type of reconciliation somehow, somewhere.
Hey, I got nothing against Phoenix. I just didn't like Danny Ainge. That's it. He was a part of Phoenix, but I Phoenix is a good city, good place to go play golf. And I don't play golf. It's a good city though.
That's a guy reaching for compliments. It's a good place to play golf. I don't play golf. Golf sucks, but it's a good place.
Yeah. No.
They got good cheese fries.
They have good spas. They have some really good spas there.
Now, do you know how – I mean, you may have talked about this already. Do you know how Phoenix receives you still to this day?
They hate me.
They still hate to this day?
Not for the title. They don't give a shit about Danny Ainge. It's for the Steve Nash thing because they felt like that was their year to win a championship. Mm-hmm. And then we got Mario and all those guys got suspended. So they think that I'm the reason they didn't win a championship. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Whatever.
All right.
Fan base.
Hey, they got the best. They have a really good shot. Well, they had a good shot last year or year before,
when
they were
in
the finals.
Yeah, in the finals. Yeah.
And they got another good shot now. All their top players can get on the floor together.
If they can actually all play together. Yeah. That would be nice. It'd be nice to see. We should do like a Robert Horry night at Phoenix.
you better have like those police shields up.
We'll give you 7 things to throw at Robert Horry. We'll keep it on brand, okay?
You need to come to Atlanta. One night we'll go to a Hawks game. You need to come to Atlanta. Have you ever been to a Hawks game and experienced the atmosphere, the in-game entertainment?
Not since I've been out the league.
They do a good job.
They do a real. It's probably the number one game entertainment in all of basketball.
I got to come there.
They do a good job.
I wanted to be in Atlanta this weekend, but Christian has a tournament this weekend.
Yeah, you get to meet two chains, Quavo, Boosie always on the sideline. That'd be dope.
Yeah.
So you got to go to Phoenix this weekend.
Yes, I have to go to Phoenix this weekend.
All right.
All right.
Suns in town? And you can pop by a game, just, you know, make an appearance, wave to the fans.
No, Christian has a game.
You got to go for his games. All right.
Yeah, I'm going for his game.
Okay. So no no SEC title game for you, huh?
No.
No. Okay.
I was thinking about it. What's the more important, Christian's game, which you got about 30 more this season, or a Bama Georgia game?
Well, that's the this is do or die for Bama.
Yeah.
Actually, it's do or die for both.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think so, Georgia.
I think if Georgia loses, Georgia may still get in.
Wait. Okay, so I would like to think so, and we talked about this.
I think they'll get in as a four if they lose. I do.
I said the same thing. But talking to other people and then thinking about how I think the committee would look at this, if Georgia loses this game, Georgia's out, unfortunately. So. Because what happens is, and I don't know if we were going to college football next anyway.
Mm-hmm. Sure, let's go for it. We're there. Whatever.
Yeah.
The winner of the SEC championship game gets in.
100%.
So whether that be, so that's one spot.
If Bama wins, Bama doesn't get in.
Yeah, they do.
If
Bama
wins,
if Bama beats Georgia, you don't think Bama gets into the playoff?
Because think about it. If
they have a better resume than Texas.
Florida State's not going to play anybody else.
No, they play Louisville in the championship game.
Louisville just got cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, by Kentucky. But Kentucky's a really good team.
They are. But if you're the number two ranked team in the ACC, you should show up better than what they did.
Yeah. But do you forget, Washington and Oregon are right there in front of Texas and Bama. That is the problem. Washington and Oregon is those two teams. Now, Oregon's got
one loss, though.
Yeah, but they lost to Washington. So that's going to be the thing right there. That's going to be the key. See, because Bama's like eight, you know?
Yeah, but like Washington barely made it out of Washington State. I mean, barely made it out of Washington State.
True, but it's going to be interesting because now the committee is like, they're going to be scratching their head on this one because it's going to have to boil down. If Bama beats Georgia, what they're going to have to do is go by purely strength of schedule. They're going to have to go by strength of schedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure of it. And I mean, again, I don't see a scenario. It's hard for me to see a scenario where the SEC champion does not make the college football playoff. I don't think if you really look at strength of schedule, nobody plays the gauntlet of teams that SEC teams play. And that's not SEC bias. Like if you're a if you're a Big Ten guy or you're an ACC guy, fine. They don't play the same strength of schedule. They just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, the teams that Georgia had to beat this year on home and on the road, same with Alabama. It's just way bigger. It just means a lot more.
And for me, think about this. You have Ohio State still on the outside looking in.
Ouch, but I don't think they got a really much of a shot.
They only fell to six though. So you gotta think about it. If Florida State loses,
loses, there's gonna be a whole mess of issues.
So here's how this is gonna go.
Okay.
If Michigan wins out, they're in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because they already beat Ohio State. Ohio State's out. Ohio State needs some help to get in, if anything. They need pandemonium to get in.
Yeah, because they strength of schedule was whack, man.
Right. So the winner of the Big Ten gets in. The winner of
the
winner of the SEC
championship. The SEC winner's in. I don't think
the SEC winner's in.
Yeah. Even if it's Bama, I don't think there's any other way to slice it.
Yeah.
I think Texas is gonna be tough because let's say Washington State is undefeated. Washington's in.
Who's Washington playing?
Oregon.
They're playing Oregon. Okay, they were okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, the final Pac-12 game. That's right.
Yeah.
Now if Oregon beats Washington, you got two one-loss Pac-12 teams comparing their schedule to Texas. Texas gets in because they have better quality of wins.
No, Texas really don't, though. Texas, if you look at Texas' schedule, the only team they beat was Bama, and you beat Bama second game of the season when Bama was trying to figure out their identity. Because name me one team Texas has beat that was ranked other than Bama.
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma is like that team. You'd be like, come on, man. Oklahoma, they don't play no defense.
Bama.
Wait a minute. No. They didn't beat Oklahoma, did they?
They lost Oklahoma.
Texas got two losses, man. They lost to Washington.
Texas only has one loss.
They got one loss. You're right. Sorry.
They lost to Oklahoma, but that was a crazy game.
Oklahoma was ranked 12.
Texas barely beat Houston. They barely beat Kansas State, who was ranked 23, and they barely beat TCU.
TCU is horrible.
Yes, and so their strength of schedule is boo boo.
You're right. They beat K-State by a field goal. They beat TCU by a field goal. Man.
So I really think that the winner is SEC, the winner of the Pac-12, the winner of the ACC.
Probably. Well, I don't know. Yeah. What happens if Louisville beats Florida State?
Florida State's
probably out, but is Louisville
because
in?
Because of the quarterback.
Because Louisville
Florida
got
Florida State's gone. Yeah, but Florida State loses, they're done. Just because of the quarterback.
Yeah, I agree.
Situation.
But if Florida State coming loses, in with a loss.
Yeah, but if Florida State loses, I don't know.
I don't think Louisville gets in.
No, Louisville's not going to get in.
All I know is they're not keeping it one
Louisville
loss.
Louisville has had a cupcake schedule this year.
Well, Kentucky just beat the brakes off Louisville, so they're not really getting in.
And Louisville's had not a – look at Louisville's schedule has not been great in the ACC this year. Mm-mm. Their conference schedule has not been good.
They're not keeping a one loss. Well,
a one-loss ACC team?
SEC team.
No. I think Ohio State gets in before either of the two of them.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. I'm just saying this weekend going to be fun.
This is wild,
to watch
man. See, but
even
that's
though
what,
I'll be in the gym watching basketball,
this
I will
is
have
why,
my phone.
This is why I love college football, though. Because it is this kind of stuff. Like, the whole system could get turned upside down by one or two teams losing this weekend. And it could really become straight pandemonium.
So it's going to go to an 8-game playoff next year?
Is it next year that it starts?
Yeah, it starts next year.
I think it's 8 teams, right? Is it 8 or 12?
Is it? I don't know.
It's a 5 plus 7 playoff.
Yeah, okay.
So you're going to see some 2-loss teams in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the playoff. But, I mean, at that point, go for it, man. Give me more March Madness style type stuff. I'm fine.
I think what's going to be also about the SEC. They're getting rid of East West, so now it's just going to be whoever is just going to be best, second, third.
It's going to be like the ACC model this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's
which is going to be fun.
Top two teams play. Doesn't matter.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants—they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day. You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The fact that Alabama's even in this conversation.
I know, right?
And when
Nick Saban deserves coach. He deserves coach of the year.
He didn't have a goddamn thing to do with that. Don't even put that on Nick Saban. He had nothing to do with 4th and 31 at all.
No. I'm talking about the season in its entirety.
The season in its entirety. After the way that they lost, they scraped back and they got some good wins. They kept themselves in it. They should not have won that game. They should not have won that game.
It's really good, though.
Well, that's Auburn's fault.
I guarantee
the Oregon coach gets coach of the year. They're trying to give the Heisman to Bo Nix.
They're trying their best to give it to Bo Nix. I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels, though. I really do.
Yeah, you know, Jaden Daniels' stats are better than the Manziel's stats. It's better than Cool Hand Joe's stats.
For a season that hadn't been that great for them,
yes.
He's been outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the other question is, does that count against him?
Well, you know? What count against him?
I think it's...
What is else you got? Hype. Two losses?
Yeah, they got two losses. Yeah. They're out.
The
hype is going around Bo Nix. I think if Washington beats Oregon again, the guy in Washington should get it, quarterback. He's been playing outstanding.
Oh, Penix.
What's his name?
Michael Penix. Yeah.
Michael Penix.
Yeah, he's been another one. He couldn't even watch that kick. Did you see that too? When it was the kick. I mean, God, the kick was 40 yards and it wasn't easy. And Penix had his face just buried in something. And he was like, I can't watch it. Can't watch
all the way off the field.
All the way off the field. But yeah, Oregon's defensive coordinator should be, or I'm sorry, Auburn's defensive coordinator should be shown the door.
Yeah.
After the way that went down, dude, there's no, I can't even wrap my brain around how bad that play was offered defensively. It was horrible. The linemen, did you see the linemen? They're like, they rushed three guys. They didn't rush anybody. Those linemen were doing this.
Mm-hmm. It's like one lineman
was
trying to make sure he didn't
spy,
run.
Right, one quarterback spy. And at that point, do you need the quarterback spy, though? Because you're 31 yards deep.
You got to throw
it. If he takes off, everybody's coming for him. Yeah. You have to throw the football.
I might only rush one.
It doesn't matter.
Just so it makes you, you know, lineman might venture downfield, you know, illegal being downfield or something. But it was like everybody was in the right corner, and it was this one dude over the left
and
corner
left with no help. Receiver. With no help.
Yeah, I mean that was a hell of a pass, though. Let's just think about that.
That was a great
it was
pass
on
by Miller.
The money.
No, that was a,
and they
that
talk
was...
about this kid can't throw. Shit.
Well, I tell you what, he came around this year. He started real slow and really, really sloppy.
Well, they started to use him correctly.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
He came through.
You got to use him correctly. A guy like that, that is an athlete that uses his legs, you have to incorporate that into the passing game and to open up the passing game. You can't just have him drop back 30 times and just sling the ball around. No, you have to utilize his legs to open up the passing game.
And I will say this, Alabama's line is like freshman, sophomore. They got better as the year went on. They all like, they think the average weight is like 315. And so their offensive line got really, really good down the stretch of the season. So I'm really interested to see how they, you know, pair up with this Georgia defense this weekend. Because Georgia defense, they something special.
Yeah, but that Georgia defense, I'm
gonna
put you
against
like
Tech.
This. They can be had. Here's the thing. Nobody's been able to be consistent enough. When they've had Georgia and their foot on Georgia's neck, Georgia just was able to out-talent everybody. Now, all year long, we've seen Georgia versus Kentucky and Ole Miss for them to really put the pedal to the metal and put up 50 points and say, oh, this is the Georgia team that most people want to see. They can do it. They just have not been consistent. I want to see if they get in that same position with Alabama and Alabama has them down, can they – come back on Alabama, or is Alabama too good to where it's like, no, we got you and we not letting up?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a fun weekend. Yeah.
I mean, it's for all intents and purposes, it is the national championship game for me. Just because it's like, I mean, even if you get a great national title game hadn't been that great the last several years. I mean, we've had a couple good ones because there's been the Alabama Georgia walk off and stuff, and then the pick six for Georgia to win it the first time. Those have been good games. The TCU game was disgusting. They shouldn't even have been there. Couple quick other things with that. After all the hype, all the Deion hype, Colorado finishes 4-8. They lost 8 of their last 9, and they didn't look great doing it either. So it's funny how fast the hype wheel died on Colorado.
I know, right?
Oh my God. It was like Deion. You couldn't get enough of it after 3 weeks. And now it's just like, who?
Well, here's the thing. You know, everybody, you know, one, he's exceeded expectations. He's won.
Well, they were 1-11 last year.
Right. So he's already exceeded
expectations.
They won
3 more games.
Yeah.
But boy, I mean, the downhill slope that they were on is not surprising for the simple fact, one, you can't stop anybody. And two, you can't protect Shador. Shador ended up having back issues because he's been sacked all season long.
They he has a fracture in his back.
Yeah.
That means you've been hit way too many times as a quarterback.
Way too much.
I don't care. It's cool for the first season and, you know, he's exceeded expectations and social media and all that other type of stuff. But they'll have to get to work this offseason and when it comes to recruiting and when it comes to the transfer portal, because he cannot have these same offensive line problems going into next year. And he cannot have these same defensive problems going into next year.
Well, he already had the number one quarterback decommit from him. He's trying to,
he's had a couple of people decommit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what it was too. When he got up there on the podium, he's talked about, you know, this place is not going to be a cash grab. You're not just going to come in here and just think you can make all the money that you can. And when he said, you know, these guys ain't even committed to their girlfriends. Yeah. How do you expect them to be committed to a school? And he thinks that once a kid should commit to a school, that he shouldn't have to take any more visits. And I'm like, Prime, don't say that. Don't say that.
That's an old school mentality.
That, bro,
that's a very old mentality. I mean, since the portal has been around, dude, forget it. Yeah. Everybody's mentality is, where can I go next to get better or have a better opportunity?
Don't say that.
Everybody's mentality.
That is the wrong, whether I agree with you or not, to a degree, that's not something that you say. Because I think that hurts you in recruiting. Even though you prime, that still hurts you in recruiting, because now guys are looking at you like, dang, now I can't go there to have all the opportunity that I want to have. Yeah. And it's like, well, let me go somewhere else where I feel as though I can have that opportunity.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what they look like next year.
Me too.
Because I think the shine's off the apple a little bit as far as the sex appeal of playing for Deion in Colorado. I think a little, not entirely, but a little bit. And I'm curious to see who sticks with him, who he gets, yeah, either through the portal or through recruiting, and mm-hmm, what they look like on the field. Because you can get all these guys, but man, if you can't make them play as a unit, you can't coach them up, then,
yeah,
Two
schools that are like that, Colorado and USC.
No, USC.
Don't get me started talking about USC.
Because USC's been that way forever, it seems.
They've been, ever since they, you know, got the new coach, they've been portal guys, you know, and now that Caleb is going to be gone, maybe, that team is going to be like, whoa. So
it's going to be a mishmash of people.
Here's the problem with Lincoln Riley, and I don't understand why Lincoln can't get through this through his head. He just can't. Dude, go find you a real defensive coordinator. I don't know why y'all going into each season thinking, oh, we just going to outscore anybody. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. You can't do that at USC. You could have done that at Oklahoma, but getting away with playing no defense at USC, they're not going to allow you to do that much longer. They will show you the door.
And what conference are they going to now? The ACC? What are they
going
to?
No, the Big Ten.
The Big Ten.
Oh,
they're going to have to see. They're going to have to see the likes of Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State.
Yep.
Hey, but here's the funny part. How are you going to join the Big Ten as a football program and it snows over there? You in Cali? You don't play no damn
ain't
snow.
Never played in the snow.
You better make sure all those games are early.
Hey, I'm going to tell you one thing. It's a 5-letter word and it's green.
Money, money, money. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, God bless. That's how college football works, man. That's how it's all, every damn sport works.
Bro, they got to go to Michigan next season.
I hope that game's early.
God. Yeah, really. They catch a November game or something? Oh, man. Oh, boy. All right, before we move on from this, we do Big Shot. We're going to play Shootout. Who's your four? Who's your college playoff four?
That's tough.
Yeah.
Right now, Georgia,
agree.
Washington,
have to wait.
Florida State,
have to wait.
This is just right now.
Oh, right now. Okay.
This is just right now. Georgia, Washington, Florida State, and Texas
over Michigan.
Oh, my bad, Michigan. My bad.
Mine is Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, and Bama.
How do you put Ohio State in there?
Because you were two, and you lost to the number
Oregon
three
beats in Washington.
Their building.
You're not getting two Big Ten teams in.
But I'm just saying, if I had to play right now, Georgia's one, Michigan is two, Bama's three, and then Ohio State is four.
You have Washington losing to Oregon. Florida State losing to Louisville.
Bad schedule. I'm going by, if I was the committee, I'm going by your strength of schedule. And I'm looking at all the people you play and how you played them. Washington has barely beat a lot of people. Ohio State has beat, you know, even they schedule sucks. They could barely beat Rutgers. I'm looking at the strength of schedule. Everybody else's schedule sucks.
I get it, but if Washington's unbeaten, Washington's in.
But no, you asked me mine. I'm giving you my reason why.
Okay.
I'm glad you ain't a part of the committee.
Yeah, because I'm going by strength. I'm going by
Rob's
the
like,
eye test.
Bama is
going to
play Bama for the
I'm just saying by the eye test and the strength of schedule, that's what I'm going by.
Okay.
Because you think about it, Texas hadn't played nobody. They almost lost. Ohio State is, you know, even though their schedule sucks, they beat Notre Dame when Notre Dame was good.
Michigan's schedule is the same.
Yes, but I'm like, did you that eye test Michigan quarterback? I sat here and told everybody that Michigan was going to beat Ohio State because Michigan has a better quarterback than Ohio State.
So what does Washington tell you via the eye test? Because their quarterback is a Heisman finalist.
Washington and Oregon or TCU and what's the other team last year? Was it Washington State? Whoever it was. Who was it that the two teams that was going back and forth with each other, TCU and Washington State, right? Not Washington State. Who was it?
K-State? Who the hell was
K-State,
it?
K-State. K-State. They are the exact two teams of that last year. They score a lot of points, so they make everybody fall in love, but their defense sucks, and they can't beat nobody.
Well, that's been the story of K-State. Every time they've been in the mix every year.
But that's what I'm saying. That's Oregon and Washington right now. It's the same two schools from last year. If you think about it, it's a mirror image of TCU and them last year. It's like that's what's going on with Washington and Oregon. They put up a lot of points. So they're like, oh, they can score a lot of points, but they can't stop nobody.
I'm not disagreeing with you. And I'm not even saying that on the national stage in the playoff that they won't stink up the joint. That I'm not disagreeing with you with that. What I'm saying is the four teams who are deserving to be in are you can't keep let's say Washington goes undefeated. You can't keep an undefeated Washington team out of the playoff, especially when you're having Heisman Trophy finalists at quarterback.
Yes,
just
I get what you're saying, but I'm saying these are my – I'd be like right now, me and Rob versus Rob one-on-one. I'm going to get 50 on Rob, but if that's Rob versus LeBron, LeBron going to kill me. So that's what I'm saying, though. Man, it's about the strength of the schedule. I'm going – hey, if you go back and look at my highlights playing basketball, you think I'm the best fucking player ever. Because this was what highlights do. And when you're not playing anybody, you're going to have highlights and you're going to have historical numbers. This is what I'm saying. So this is why I'm going to give him the Heisman because it's still hard to do. But my thing is you're not playing nobody. So you should have them type of numbers.
So my thing is this. Okay. And I know you said the same thing about Ohio State when it came to strength of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Michigan in your four, right?
Yep. Just because of their quarterback. Their quarterback's fucking good. Nobody talks about him.
But I could also make the same argument that they ain't played nobody.
True. But their strength of schedule is better than those other guys because they had, Penn State and all these other guys that were
Didn't Ohio State play Penn State?
Yes.
That's why Ohio State's my top four. It's basically going to be a Big Ten SEC shootout. We forget you asked me my top four.
No, I know.
My top four.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. All right.
I know.
I think you're going to get Georgia. I think you're going to get Michigan.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get FSU. They're going to squeak out a win against Louisville. They'll get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're probably going to see Oregon. I think Oregon's going to beat Washington, and they're going to let Oregon in.
Yeah.
Because they're going to beat and unbeat Washington, and they're going to sneak in.
Yeah,
Texas is going to be left out.
Yeah, Texas out.
Yeah, Texas is going to be like a Texas. They're not going in regardless.
I think it would take a lot of chaos for Texas to be legitimately in that conversation at four.
Yeah, because who Oregon lose to? They lost to Georgia at the beginning of the year, right?
No, Oregon's only losses to Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Washington's the only team.
No, that was last season.
I made that mistake last year.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, let's do Big Shot of the Week real quick, and then we'll do our shootout real quick here. So Big Shot of the Week is going to go to Kyle Kuzma. Kuz donated $60,000 worth of clothes to female inmates in Flint, Michigan over the holiday weekend. Spent his holiday weekend donating a lot of clothes to people who need them in the correctional facilities of Flint, Michigan. I just thought that was cool.
That's cool.
Shout out to Kuz. Yeah, because it's like, you know, again, he didn't do it for the PR and stuff, but it got out there, and I just thought that was like over. He could have done a million things over his Thanksgiving, and that's what he chose to do. I just thought that was dope.
Think about jacuzzi. I said jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi.
With Kuz is that he is a big advocate for his city, Flint. You know, he's done things to try to get the water purification going on.
Dude, that's
really repping his city. So, yeah, big shot to Kuz.
I just thought that was cool. All right. We're going to play around a shootout here. I don't think we've I don't think we've played this with Rob.
Shootout?
Shootout. We've done shot clock. Where you guys get to go back and forth. I don't think we've ever done shootout. So this is an old school game. This goes back to the OG Shaq days. So shootout works like this. I'm going to give you guys a topic. You have to go back and forth and provide me an answer until one of you can't come up with one.
Yeah, right? We've never played
like
this around.
Actor's named Jack. You know what I mean? And then you have to go back and forth until one of you can't come up with an answer.
Okay.
All right? So, like, for instance, here's how it's going to work. Question one. Seems like everyone had a real nice Thanksgiving. We talked about it earlier in the show, so here's the shootout. According to Ranker, name the top 20 Thanksgiving side dishes. According to Ranker. Now, that's a site that ranks by fan voting. So,
are we playing? Is this actual
so this
one?
This is the
we're
question
doing?
Number one. So, okay. Rob, go first. Top 20 Thanksgiving dishes. Give me one.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese was number 6. Harp.
Dressing.
Number 3.
Mashed potatoes.
Number 1.
Oh, where does this come from? Collard greens.
It's not on the list, man.
Oh, my God.
Collard greens.
No.
Take the list. Collard greens, not on the list.
Can we pause?
Yeah, go.
Sorry. We started playing the game because I paused the show. So what's up? We almost finished. Can I call you back? Okay. All right. Bye.
Okay.
It's about the Glendale House. And so I'm like, is it important? It's like, no, I just want to talk about the Glendale House. I'm like, you know I'm doing the podcast. Yeah.
Let me finish my job. I got many.
Let me have some fun. This is my bar time. This is with no drinking.
Come on.
You said mom.
All right. No, collard greens didn't make it. Rolls, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, corn, sweet potatoes, scalloped potatoes, yams. Cornbread, yams, carrots.
So wait a minute. How
was
cornbread
green bean
on there?
What do you mean how's cornbread on there? What are you talking about?
How's cornbread on there, but collard greens ain't?
It didn't make
everybody's
cornbread. I didn't make the list. I just read it.
No, but hey, he didn't ask this question in Atlanta. This is worldwide.
More so South Atlanta.
No. There are people around the country who eat. I don't understand. At least it may have been low on the list, but it is not being on the list at all.
It didn't make the top 20.
Until I met Candace. Candace had never had collard greens before. This is people in the West Coast. They don't eat collard greens, man, unless you go to Compton.
Scaringly enough, cream corn was on the list. Cream corn.
Christian loves cream corn.
I can't. It's just the consistency of it is just too.
I'm not a big corn eater at all.
I'm like regular sweet corn, fine.
Why are you hot? Yeah. Why are you mad, man?
He's mad.
He said it. He said it. Wait. Did you say it didn't even make the top 20?
It didn't make the top 20.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That list ain't real.
Sweet potato pie made it in there. So.
That's fine. But that list ain't real.
All right. Number 2. Harp will get to go first here. LeBron set the record last night for the most minutes ever played in an NBA career.
Oh, crap.
So the shootout is, can you pull anybody else from the top 20? Most minutes ever played. Harp, you go first.
Kobe.
Kobe was number 8. Rob.
Kareem.
Kareem was number 2. That's who he topped. Yeah. Harp talk.
Oh, I saw this list.
Uh-oh.
We had it on our show last night.
Oh, no.
I know.
Rack your brain. No.
Minutes. Don't. I'm glad there ain't no buzzer.
I ain't going to give you that much more.
We said Kobe. We said Kareem. Bill Russell? No.
Karl Malone.
Karl Malone. He's number 3. Mm-hmm. Dirk Nowitzki, number 4. Kevin Garnett, number 5. Jason Kidd, number 6.
You go by longevity. So
I know. But Bill Russell played a long time.
He didn't play that long.
What did not? How many years did he play?
I think he played 15 years.
Oh, yeah, it's not long enough.
But, like, you know, some of these guys on this list, Wilt. I mean, damn, Dirk played, what, 20 seasons? 21?
Mm-hmm. This game
Tim
is
Duncan
not starting off with.
Tim Duncan? Yeah.
Tim Duncan was on there.
Mm-hmm. This game
it's
is
It's an interesting list. There's some names on here I didn't expect. Moses Malone was number 19. I was like, damn,
Big
Moses.
Mo.
Big Mo. Fo. All right. Number 3. Rob gets to go first. Atlanta's going to be all but shut down today. Because presidents and first ladies are here to pay tribute former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who passed away last week. So the shootout question is, former U.S. presidents. Former U.S. presidents. Any era? You got about damn 50 to choose from? Let's see how far we can go. So you go Washington?
You do first and last name?
No.
Okay.
So where are you starting, Rob?
Washington. George Washington.
All right.
Washington.
Harp dog.
Barack Obama.
There you go. He's opposite. You're going to meet somewhere in the middle, and you're not going to know what the hell's going on.
You're
going
to go Barack. I'm going to stick up for Rob. Trump.
Okay. There you go.
I'm going to stick up for Rob again. George Bush.
Good.
The son.
Okay.
George Bush Sr.
George Bush Sr.
I'm going to say Jimmy Carter.
Okay. Obviously.
Ford.
I'm going to say, I was going to attach something to him, but I'm going to leave it alone. Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Nixon.
Richard Nixon.
Abraham Lincoln.
There you go.
I'm going to play the sax on you.
Oh, here we go.
Damn, I just forgot his fucking name just that fast. Oh, shit.
Look at I can smell the wood burning from over here, dude.
I can't think of his damn name right now.
How much time are you giving him, Rob?
I'm about to buzz him out. You were thinking of Bill Clinton.
Clinton, I couldn't think.
If
he wasn't gonna say it, I was, and I had about 4 more left.
I was
in
gonna
the
say
clip.
you got through 8 or 9 presidents, and then you.
I wanted to say Clinton because I wanted to talk about the sacks. I'm like, shit.
Ain't nobody said Thomas Jefferson. I mean,
I was going that route.
Dude,
trust
wrote
me.
The Declaration of Independence. Didn't even get a mention, but we got Trump in. So, all right, 2-1, Rob. Question number 4. First one's gonna go to Harp here. I punched an old woman in the face for a TV deal on Black Friday. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that. Black Friday spending was up 7.5% from last year, with a record $9.8 billion spent just on Black Friday, if you can believe it. Mm-hmm. That's actually still a thing. So the shootout is, can you give me the top 15 biggest selling retailers on Black Friday? Where do most people on Black Friday buy their crap?
Oh, Best Buy.
All right, Best Buy was on the list. It was number 4.
Target
was number 2.
Oh, yeah, really?
Target. Walmart. People who think
Walmart was number 3.
Macy's
was number 7.
Dang.
I know.
Hold on, let me see. I'm gonna say one, and I don't think it's up there. Oh.
What is it?
He about to say belts? He about to say belts.
I actually was about to. I was about to say belts.
Belks number 13. It's on the list. Oh. Hi, Rob.
Who have we said? So I just. Oh, Neiman Marcus.
Whoa, wait a minute. We said we're saying the average Joe. We ain't saying you.
Neiman Marcus. Jesus.
Bro, who do you think going to just frolicking in Neiman Marcus?
Saks Fifth Avenue. I can't believe they weren't on there.
That's the only thing I can think of, man.
By the way,
I want to say JCPenney's, but I don't even think they exist anymore, do they?
No, they still do.
JCPenney was number six.
See, God dang it. I hear there's no JCPenney or Sears anymore.
Number one was Amazon. Obviously, that's where the most money this holiday was spent on Amazon.
Everybody lazy now.
Everybody buys on Amazon. Best Buy, Kohl's was on there. Home Depot.
I was going to say Kohl's.
Home Depot made the list, as did Lowe's. Sam's Club, BJ's, Costco all made the list. A lot of people buying stuff on
BJ's.
It's like a Costco or a Sam's Club.
Costco.
It's like a wholesale.
See, BJ's is a restaurant to us.
Oh, okay.
But see, wait a minute. The fact that Home Depot, it ain't nothing like shopping on Black Friday for a 2x4.
No, dude. Like, all the expensive tools and shit that people buy for their houses, all that stuff's on sale. And Home Depot sells all those damn Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
So all that stuff's on sale.
That's where we get our Christmas tree from.
Yep. We always go to Home Depot and buy Christmas decorations every year.
Mm-hmm. True.
All right. Going to come down to the final question here. Tied 2-2. Here we go.
I'm back in this thing.
Final question number 5. Stephen Colbert is the host of The Late Show.
Oh, shit.
He got pulled this week because his appendix burst. So he had to cancel all his shows this week. Here's the shootout question. Past or present, late night talk show hosts. Rob goes first.
Jimmy Fallon.
They're not in any particular order. Just anybody. Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay. Yeah.
Jay Leno.
Good.
Stephen Colbert.
I'll give you Colbert, sure.
Yeah. I can't fucking think of his name now. Anybody?
Anybody.
Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson.
I can't give you Magic Johnson.
He had a show.
All right, I'll give you Magic. Fine.
He had a late night show.
He did.
Yes, he did.
There was like 10 episodes of it, but he did.
It don't matter. He said past or present.
Okay, go ahead. I'll give you Magic. That's fine.
Okay, fine. If he's going to go Magic, I'm going to go Bomani Jones.
I'll give you Bomani Jones.
He didn't have a late night show.
Yes, he did, too.
Yeah, on HBO. Yeah.
Arsenio Hall, then. You want to go Black, brother?
Arsenio is on that list. 100%, yes. Arsenio had a run, too. Couple big ones on here, y'all.
Oh, Rob act like you know him.
I know one more. That's it.
dang, hold on.
Oh, I know one more now.
He looking them up. That's why.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I know two. I'm trying. I know two.
I give you
a hint. Want a hint? Carpool Karaoke.
Oh, what's the little dude with the accent?
Jesus.
I forget his name.
All right, well, then that's going to be the end of it. Sorry. All right. James Corden. Didn't say
Corden.
Johnny Carson, who was like the bar for late night. And David Letterman.
I know David Letterman and I couldn't think of
Johnny Carson, Conan O'Brien, John Stewart. I'd have given you Trevor Noah from The Daily Show if you wanted it.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Allen from back in the day, Jack Parr, John Oliver, Bill Maher, a lot of them. So, yeah. All right. So, Rob gets the win in Shootout. We haven't played Shootout in quite a while, man.
I love Shootout. I love the game.
Hey, we haven't played that in a long time, man. Long time. All right. What else you got going on today? Rob, you off? You working? You got nothing going on?
Christian has a game at 8:00. I'm like, why y'all playing so damn late, man? But it's like a little it's like a shootout. So yeah, so I'm just chilling. I'm going to wash some clothes and just chill.
Ah, the life of a sexy retired NBA player. I'm going to do some laundry.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.